Human Strong, presented in partnership with Bayridge Counseling Centers. And now, this week's conversation.
Light 92, it's Kathy Wall speaking with Bayridge Counseling Center's Kim Christink. And today we are talking about the advantages and perhaps disadvantages of working with family members. Hi, Kim. How are you today?
I'm great, Kathy. Thank you.
So this is such an interesting topic of conversation, and I'm curious to find out the pros and cons of this. Let's start off with, what are the advantages you feel are working with family members?
Some of our great companies of the world have been family businesses, Kathy, and there's great advantages for working from a family business. Certainly, it's massive companies, $9 trillion worth of business in North America, and they employ over 30 million North Americans and their family businesses. And yet the facts would say 30% of the family businesses only survive into the second generation. So that is saying 70% of family businesses somehow lose control of their assets or relationships break down and perhaps damage relationships. And so there's some real advantages and disadvantages in family businesses. When we talk about the advantages, I sometimes say that family business is the great accelerator. There's advantages of shared values, of commitment, of loyalty, and trust is a huge advantage for new businesses and entrepreneurs who enter into the workforce as a business. So you don't have to worry about as much the respect. You don't worry that you're going to call in on the boss saying, I have unpaid hours, or that there's poor conditions. And so there's an aspect that the high speed of trust launches family businesses, I think, far more frequent than in a traditional business.
And on the flip side, though, I guess, some of the challenges associated with running a family business would be some of the positives turning to negatives.
That's true of us as individuals. As a therapist myself, or in a family situation, our strengths do become our curse. And so we sometimes assume in family businesses that the trust is enough, and the loyalty is enough, and the commitment is enough, and that it will take us into more rigorous, complicated situations. And so, like anything, when we start growing in businesses or numbers, it becomes more complicated. And so we deal with complicated issues with strategy, more cognitive processes, and ultimately power and control. And so when you function well, whether it's in families or businesses, power and control are highly managed, so that there isn't inequities, jealousies, abuses of that family power. And so in family businesses, family problems seep into the businesses. And whether it's the conflict of the family or family of origin issues or trust issues, business issues can seep into the family dinner time, but also family issues can seep into the boardroom. And yes, so those kind of things you start seeing as we don't put enough structure and infrastructure in place within the business.
Okay, so that's something that's very important, because you can't leave it behind when there are problems within a family business. Christmas would get real awkward. So if someone is struggling in any capacity within a family business, what can they do to prevent failure? Like personally and professionally, really, because it ties so closely together.
I think the most important thing that is, first of all, is what is your true north? And I think for most Canadians, they would say that family is the most important thing to them. And so if you're going to be in business with family, you better protect your family. And that takes a lot of thought and preparation and boundaries. And so business can teach families to do better in terms of what it takes to retain trust balanced with the aspects of control, different things. And so there needs to be a high sense of education, of training, of looking at the simple things that could happen. And so certainly a therapist, a business family coach is the way to go about it. Certainly being proactive rather than reactive. Too often families and relationships and businesses wait till there's a problem, and then now it's more difficult to talk about. And so having fundamental infrastructure in place and roles highly defined and focused is a great thing to be able to do in advance. And at the same time, often MBA programs, even if you are highly educated in business, they aren't usually addressing the issues of families that come in into a business. So that's why we would suggest a family therapist in business who has business experience as well.
That's wonderful advice. That makes a lot of sense. And that's something that you can certainly help with at Bay Ridge Counseling Centers.
And we start with understanding the systemics of families as well as business and how that runs. And they go side by side and hopefully allow the entire family to come along with the decision-making, the infrastructure building, and going from there, because we are all human and we ultimately bump into each other and bruise one another over time.
Today we've been talking with Kim Christink, registered psychotherapist from Bay Ridge Counseling Centers.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Human Strong. Remember, we're all in this together. We are Human Strong.